Welcome to the Positive Solutions for Life podcast. I'm Peggy Meyer, and I'm so excited you are here. In this and future episodes released on Fridays of each week, you will hear from other entrepreneurs, creators, and personal growth leaders through interviews and summaries of personal development books, strategies, tools, and ideas that can help you transform your mind and body from the inside out, so you can truly, truly live the life you desire. Welcome to the podcast. Today, I am talking about Jamie Kern Lima's book, Worthy. Oh my gosh, I just got done reading this book and I love it. She did such a great job explaining and pointing out the various lies that we tell ourselves that diminish our worthiness. It's such a powerful and empowering book, and I encourage everyone to go out and read or listen to it and share it with others. So today I'm going to give a brief overview of some of the main parts that I truly loved about this book, Worthy. The first is how she explains the difference between self-confidence and self-worth. I don't think I've ever heard this great of a distinction between confidence and worth before. Self-confidence is often based on your qualities, your skills, your talents, and the traits you perceive on the outside, the external factors, which can often fluctuate from day to day or even minute to minute, if you're really honest. And it's often based on, you know, a performance. You know, if you did something well on the job or a test, or if someone likes you or not, or how a conversation went with a loved one, your confidence ebbs and flows based on outside projections or how you interpret what has been going on. If you did well, if you didn't, if this worked out, if it didn't work out, your confidence fluctuates like that. Your self-worth, on the other hand, is a deep internal belief that you're enough, just the way you are. You are worthy of love and belonging just the way you are. You were born with greatness inside you. You're already worthy. And worthy, Jamie says, is the biggest predictor of your happiness. And it is very fulfilling. It goes along with how fulfilled you feel in life. So she talks about your self-worth as your foundation, and your self-confidence is the house that you build on top of it. So it's a great image to have, because if your foundation is shaky, if it's built on sand, if it's built right on the beach next to the waves of the water, it's going to get some cracks in it. It's going to falter. It's got to be solid. Your self-worth is foundational. It's got to be solid. And you're born with it already. You just have to believe it. And it's also, self-worth is, and the difference and the confidence is that you can only experience the depth of love, intimacy, and connection with another person as the depth of the love, intimacy, and connection that you have with yourself. I know I used to always talk to my clients about, you can't love somebody else more than you love yourself. That's what you have to offer. So she goes on in the book to define 9 lies that we tell ourselves about whether or not we're worthy. The 9 lies include the lie of, my weight impacts my worth. The lie, I should only be seen when I'm happy. The lie, I don't deserve better. The lie, I don't have anything special to offer. The lie, I need to please them in order to please me. The lie, if I stand out, I'll get kicked out. The lie, I'm not enough on my own. I'm an imposter. The lie, if I'm me, I won't be loved. The lie, labels are permanent. So I just want to talk about four of the lies that really stuck out to me. The first one is the lie of my weight impacts my worth. Now, yes, you can talk about, women, and the persona of how much weight we have and our outward appearance and affecting your worth. But really, it's an overall about how we believe the lie that we need to wait on something to live our lives, to live our lives to the fullest, that we need to wait to believe we're worthy. So we've had all of this, or at least I have, I should say, that I was like, okay, well, if I wait until the kids go to school, then I can be this or do that. Or when the kids get out of school, then I can do this or then I can do that. I have to wait to get the promotion or have enough money to be happy. These kind of things. It's not just the physical weight that we carry around with us all the time. It's what are we waiting on? What are we waiting on in order to then be happy? And that's a lie. These are just lies we tell ourselves. These are the limiting beliefs that we attach meaning to that is usually something external. External something has to happen in order for you to be able to live fully and let your light shine and be worthy of it. But it's a lie. Stop holding yourself back. You are worthy and enough just the way you are. You don't have to wait on anything. Just go out and do and be. The next lie I want to talk about is I don't have anything special to offer. Now, when I think about this lie, I think about how we normalize what we do because we live with ourselves each and every day. And what we do, we just think is normal, and we don't think we have anything special to offer. And this is a lie because God made us all unique. There is not another person in the world just like you or just like me with our gifts and our talents and our ideas. So we all have something to offer. We are all unique. Somebody else could sit here and talk the same about the same book, about Jamie Kern Lima's book, Worthy, and they might have a totally different take on it. This is how I see this book, and this is how this book has impacted me. It could impact you in different ways. The lies I'm talking about stood out for me. Some of them didn't stand out as much. But this lie that I don't have anything special to offer, is that a lie? Like, we all have something to offer the world. No matter what, if somebody else says the same thing, the way you say it, the energy you bring, the depthness that you bring to the idea is yours. It's all you. It's unique. It's how you present it to the world. So you are special just the way you are. And the world needs you to show up and be you. And I also think about this, the saying, and I can't remember who said it, but or where I heard it, but be you. Everyone else is taken, right? Being yourself, you are special. And this kind of goes along with the other lie that I want to bring out is if I'm me, I won't be loved. Because this lie is really a fear of rejection. If we're not our true self, we're fake. It's not the real you. You're not being authentic. You're hiding. You're hiding behind some side of a facade and belief that you're not special, that you don't have anything to offer, that you won't be loved. You'll be rejected because somebody might not like you. Hey, you might not like how I'm presenting Jamie's book and what I got out of it. That's okay. This is my idea. Right? My worthiness is not based on whether or not you like my ideas or you love me or not. We cannot love someone else more than we love ourselves. So if we're not showing up As our true, authentic self, we're hiding, we're being fake, and other people can sense it. They can feel it. You know when someone is being fake and not honest with you. The same goes for other people. They can feel when you're not being authentic, when you're not being real, when you're not being truthful. So stop being an imposter to yourself. Be you, the real you, the authentic you. The last lie I want to bring up is the lie that labels are permanent. Labels are like band-aids. You just have to rip them off. You can rip them off. They are not meant to be permanent. What others or you label yourself, they're not permanent. They can change. You create your identity. You are you. Who you are, you give meaning to that. It's the meaning you give yourself. Who do you identify as? Who do you say that you are? It's the belief that you have about yourself. So believe you're worthy. Stop believing that you're not enough. Stop believing that you're not smart, you're not pretty, you're whatever, not enough, right? Give yourself an empowering label. You are smart. You are loving. You are kind. You're generous. You're caring. You're beautiful just the way you are. Believe you are worthy. Believe you are worthy just the way you are because you are. So, this kind of relates to another part in her book when she talks about attaching meanings to the events in our lives. The meaning we give something creates the emotions that we feel, right? So if we say to ourselves, if we label ourselves as stupid or an idiot or gosh, you can't do anything right, that creates emotions that we feel, which create the life experiences, how we experience life. So if we give ourselves the label as you're stupid, you're an idiot, you can't do anything right, you just feel emotionally down, like the weight is on you, you feel like crap. And this is how then we present ourselves to other people, and this is how we experience life. But we can change that. You can view something as negative, or you can view something like you can learn from it. So, oh, I did that. I made that mistake. Okay, what did I learn? How can I do it differently? That changes the emotions that we feel. We are not going to get it right the first time, right? It takes iterations and iterations and iterations. Jamie Carolina built a business out of her living room, a multi-million, a billion-dollar IT cosmetic company. She did not hit the home run the first time she tried. She has another book called Believe It. And that tells her journey of IT Cosmetics. Go ahead and read that one. I haven't yet, but I heard enough about the story that nobody hits a home run the first time at bat. So you can change the meaning that you give something. You change the meaning, you change your life. It's the same with your thoughts. Change your thoughts, change your life. So we need to be aware of the meaning that we give something, the label that we attach something. We have to be aware of the lens that we're looking through. Do we have dark colored glasses on that everything is done to you? Everything is bad. You are bad. If so, redefine it. Create a new meaning. Put on a different pair of glasses. Put on a rose-colored glasses if you want. See it through a different perspective. What could you learn from it? And what did you learn from something in your past? Go back and look at your prior life experiences. How did you frame it? If you framed it as it was just a bad pivotal thing, what new meaning can you give it? How can you reframe it or redefine it? I believe everything that we do and experience in our life, we can learn from. I believe ha things happen for us. This is something that Tony Robbins has said. Things don't happen to you, they happen for you. It helps set us up to what we're going to do next in our life. It is a lesson that we need to learn in order to move forward. And Jamie talks about this in her book as well. So stop looking to others for advice and for direction, especially when they haven't been there or done it. That was an aspect that Jamie had in her book. It was, stop asking for directions to somebody that hasn't been there. Don't ask for financial advice from your broke friend. Don't ask for how to create a great relationship to your friend that just got divorced or broke up with somebody. Right? We have to look to those that have been successful because success leaves clues. So ask people who have been there, done that, and had made it through, and use them as mentors and coaches. In the book Worthy, Jamie Kern Lima also defines four keys of fulfillment. These are self-worth, self-confidence, growth, and contribution. If you don't have self-worth, you won't be fulfilled. So all of these go together. There are so many examples of people, celebrities or, stars, athletic stars, who have the outward appearance of being confident. Things are going very well for them. They're famous. They might have a lot of money. They seem very, very successful in all that they're doing, but somehow they lack fulfillment. They lack self-worth, and their lives can come tumbling down, and even in the most dramatic ways and unforeseen ways sometimes. But being fulfilled is a combination of this self-confidence, that in belief in your abilities and your skills and your growth, that you're learning and growing. You see things as learning opportunities. You see things as ways to grow, and that you feel that you're contributing to something bigger than yourself. But if you don't have that internal belief that you are enough just the way you are, that you don't have self-worth, you're not going to feel fulfilled at all. You'll still be searching for more, doing more, trying to create that fulfillment on the outside when the fulfillment comes from the inside. It's how you believe and what you believe about yourself. Believe you're worthy just the way you are. So, how can you create better self-worth? How can you increase your self-worth? So Jamie in her book lists a lot of different things that you can do, a lot of tools that are in here that you can use to help build your self-worth. And some of them include seeing the good in everything around you. Just look around. There is good in everything. Are you taking a moment? Are you taking a moment to, notice the sunrise, notice the flowers, notice the sunset, notice the beauty in everything around you? And then are you journaling or reflecting about it? Are you processing your feelings? Are you processing your thoughts? Are you really being more aware of how your thoughts and your emotions and your feelings affect how you believe about yourself, affect what you believe about yourself? Another part is being intentional. Oftentimes we go through life and we're just going through the motions. Let's be honest. But are you being intentional? And what does that mean? Is you're very focused on the thing that's in front of you, focused on what you are doing, focused on the person that you're talking with, having that moment that is more memorable because you took the time and you listened, that you really could see and hear and understand another person. That's active listening. That's really getting into their soul. And when somebody does that to you, you like that feeling. So give it to others. And love yourself the way God loves you, because God made you whole. God made you worthy just the way you are. You are worthy because you're God's child. Also, know your why. Why do you do what you do? Why do you want a better life? Your why is your vision, your reason for being. Know it and live it. Another way to create or build increased self-worth is being mindful of the people you spend your time with. I think it was Jim Rohn that said, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with, right? So, who are you spending your time with? Are you spending time with people that build you up, that encourage you, that want you to grow and expand? Or are you surrounding yourself with people that bring you down? If you're the smartest person in the room, go find another room where you're not, where there's other people there that can challenge you for growth and learning and ways you can contribute to others. Set healthy boundaries. Say no and mean it. Don't let people walk all over you. But the most important piece is be you. Be the real you. Be the authentic you. There is only one you. So show up as that person. Everyone else is taken. Jamie gives so many real life examples of all of the ideas in this book, and which really makes it so relatable and makes it really easy to understand and see how you can apply it in your own life. So this book is truly a masterpiece on creating and building your dream life from the inside out. So if you're in need of a boost in self-confidence, self-love, and self-worth, this book has the tools you need to believe in yourself, believe you're worthy, believe you're enough, and live a truly fulfilling and authentic life. So thank you, Jamie Kern Lima, for this beautiful, beautiful, life-changing book, Worthy. And get your copy today. Read it, get the audio version, listen to it, or do both, and share it with others. Thanks for listening and have a great week. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I hope you found some value, insights, and something that resonated with you in today's show. If today's show spoke to you, would you please share it with a friend and go over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you are listening from and subscribe to the show so that you can be the first to know when new content and episodes go live. While you're there, would you please give it some love? Please like it, comment on it, and leave a 5-star rating and review. Thank you so much in advance for taking 2 minutes of your time to do this. Your likes, comments, and reviews really help get the word out to more people who need to hear there are positive solutions for their life. I would love to connect with you. You can find me on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, whichever is your favorite platform, and let's have a conversation about today's show. Thanks for listening and have a great week.